Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Real Talk for Real People show, and I am Yamsuf Arif, a student teacher along with two others. And what we're here to do is to try to get the fundamentals right as far as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is concerned. You must get your fundamentals right. You see, we have a problem. It just hadn't just started here. We failed to deal with the monotony of learning fundamentals. And as a result, we make fatal mistakes. And those mistakes, as in time pass, and these times can cost you your very lives. See, some of us, unfortunately, don't want to deal with the monotony of studying Yah's word. We want to show up to show out and showboat. We simply want to say, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Look at me. I ain't got nothing to share with you, but look at me. Ain't I something special? That's not going to cut it, brothers and sisters. You got to do much more than that. First and foremost, I would suggest to you to pray for your angels, for the mistakes they made that got us in the situation we find ourselves in. Pray for one another for the continual mistakes that we continue to make because we refuse to let Yah's footstep be our pathways. Also, while you're doing that, gather yourself together, not necessarily in the same proximity, but your same mindset, your same studies, and so on and so forth, should approach the same dynamic. And also, do good to the widows, the orphans, the poor, the needy. And simply learn to do good. Simply waking up out of this lethargic sleep we've been in, like Rip Van Winkle, and thinking you want to carry this fabulous parade for yourselves when you ain't did anything. That's a fatal flaw of ours. We like to show up, show out, and showboat. We don't like to deal with the monotony of studying Yah's word. And as I said, in the next lesson, you'll find out by not dealing with the monotony of Yah's word, how it can cost you your very life. And you'll see in the beginning of by Yakrik and the ninth chapter, some of you call it Leviticus, that's not the original name, you'll find out the beginning of this calling, which this names me, Yah is calling. He's not calling you simply to march around on parade grounds like you're something special. He's calling these ancient ones of ours to learn the monotony of dealing with his business. Not simply to show up, show out, and showboat, but to take his word seriously and apply his word seriously. But like I said, because we have been socially engineered and conditioned in this last kingdom, simply show up, show out, and showboat. Look at me. Ain't I something special? But I ain't got nothing to share. I'm just a Hebrew Israelite. Well, you could be much more than simply a Hebrew Israelite. You could start as Yah's word, and you could apply Yah's word to your life. Stop playing about it and be about it. And stop looking to be the head nigga in charge. Simply be a brother and a sister that's humbling yourselves and obedient to Yah's word and dutiful in your approach to his word and the monotony of it. We strongly advise and suggest that on the Real Talk for Real People show. Like I said, you know, we got a big problem because we ain't had much. I can understand it. We ain't had much of nothing in these years in this captivity. We ain't got nothing to show for nothing. And I can understand why you get drawn into that being awakened, and being awakened, thinking you're supposed to take the head charge on everything, but you don't know how to do nothing about nothing. Basically, primarily one reason, you don't study Yah's word. And so since you don't study Yah's word, it's bound to happen. Just Negroes and Negresses waking up, showing out, and showboat, want to be seen, but ain't got nothing to share. Because you're leaning to your own understanding. See, you want to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. That didn't suffice for our ancients, and you'll find out in the next step of the study tomorrow. But two of Aaron's sons, doing what they want to do, how they want to do it, and when they want to do it, it cost them their very lives. And by the looks of it, it's costing us our very lives. We want to challenge Esau. We want to fight with Edom. Yeah, I ain't told you do none of that. See, you take it upon yourself to be doing a little too much. Why? Because you don't understand the monotony of study. And certainly the monotony of the application of said study. And that's why we study Yah's word. Primarily for two reasons. Because we love Yah with all our heart, mind, souls, and strength. Just like Katriel and Sister Abia, who are two student teachers along with me. And they love you as they love themselves. They ain't going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what you need to hear. They ain't going to tell you something to make you feel simply good about yourself. They're going to tell you the good, bad, and ugly. But truth be told, it'll help you. Because you need to stop lying to yourselves and one another. Simply waking up saying, oh, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. That's all you are. Because that's all you know. And the reason why that's all you are and all you know, because you're not letting the Most High footstep be your pathway. You're not looking back to the rock you were hewn from and the ditch you were dug from. See, you got all the sense in the world. You don't need Yah. You don't need your angels. Katria, Sister Avia, and Yom Sutta. There again, that is one of the primary reasons why we study the word, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And we let his footstep be our pathway. We strongly advise and suggest you do the very same thing too. Stop simply relying on being a Hebrew Israelite, but rely on Yah's word like we do. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. I mentioned Sister Avia, and I mentioned Brother Cartrio. So without further ado, let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. Oh, boy, I'm out again, so you know I'm going to be on mute. This is going to happen for the rest of this week, and then I'll be straight.
Okay, so we got
shalom.
We got you. Shalom. Good
all
to hear
right.
you. Shalom. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
So shalom, all praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Set a mouth with it, Ah. I mean, the state of the world today, and how we thinking, and how we dealing. We need to really tie into our roots.
Exactly.
What do we do?
Exactly.
And these studies help us, because ain't nobody else really going through it with a fine-tooth comb, like we kind of do on a nightly basis. And people really should be doing it on their own, right?
Exactly, gotcha. Exactly.
It's just like martial arts. It was class, and then you had to practice at home. And if you didn't practice at home, you could definitely tell that you didn't practice at home when you came to class.
Exactly. Well, and I'm glad you said it like that, gotcha, because you see a lot of Hebrew brothers and sisters shows no practice. None whatsoever.
Yeah, at class, teacher tell you drop down, give me 80. If you ain't been doing 80 at home, you ain't gonna be able to just drop down and do 80.
it doesn't work
like that.
No, it doesn't work like that, brother. You got to put in the work. If you don't put in the work, Katria, you have nothing to show for. You can't produce if you don't put in the work, Katria.
And you're not gonna get it by osmosis. Unless you're special in the Most High God, when he reveals it to you like he did the prophets.
Right.
That could happen, but I'm sure that's pretty rare. Yah wants us to study. That's why he left the book.
Right. Our kings had to study, Kaisha.
Every day.
Our high priest had to study. So what makes us any better? Right, than our leaders. What makes us any better than them?
And the elders, because the elders played an important role in spite of the fact that people disregard what elders say today.
Exactly.
I saw elders as very, very important in the development and in the order of our nation.
Well,
always called them elders.
Yeah, well, these young people don't have respect for our eldership as they should. And sad to say, the product of their lives are indicative. They don't have respect because they don't listen to the elders, unfortunately.
Well, there's a lot of elders out there that ain't too wise, so.
Well, that's true. That's true, Kadri. That's true.
And wisdom says if you are wise, you're wise for yourself.
Right.
And if you speak your wisdom, the Most High going to put you in touch with wise people.
Exactly.
But you have to be open for wisdom.
Exactly. You have to be open. If you're not pooping, you're going to continue messing with food. It's true, Cottrell. Well, Cottrell, thank you, brother. If you're done, we're ready to proceed. If not, we'll be on standby until you're ready to proceed.
I'm ready when you're ready, yeah. My prayers go out to Sister Abby, yeah. Most I heal her. Bring her back to full strength.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Chapter 9. Chapter 9. Some of you call it Leviticus. That is not the name. And that word means Yah is calling out. Not calling out for you to show up, show out, and show up. Calling for you to put in work and follow detail. As they said, lessons are learned in the detail. It's a little foxes that spoil the grapes. It's true. So the lessons are learned in the details. The priestly ministry begins. It came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders. What Cottrell said? He ain't lied, did he? And the elders of Israel. He said to Aaron, take for yourself a young bull as a sin offering and a ram as a burnt offering without blemish. Offer them before Yah. And to the children of Israel you shall speak, saying, take a kid of the goats as a sin offering and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year, without blemish, as a burnt offering, also a bull and ram as a peace offering, to sacrifice before Yah, and a grain offering mixed with oil, for the day Yah will appear. So they brought what Moses commanded before the tabernacle meeting. And all the congregation drew near and stood before Yah. Then Moses said, this is the thing which Yah commanded you to do, and the glory of Yah will appear to you. And Moses said to Aaron, high priest, go to the altar, offer your sin offering and your burnt offering, and make an atonement for yourself and for the people. Offer the offering of the people and make atonement for them as Yah commanded. Get yourself right, get the people right. Aaron therefore went to the altar and killed the calf of sin offering, which was for himself, to get himself right. Then the sons of Aaron brought the blood to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and put it on the horns of the altar and poured the blood at the base of the altar, getting it right, the monotony of details. But the fat, the kidneys, and the fatty lobe from the liver of the sin offering, he burnt on the altar as Yah had commanded Moses. The flesh and the hide he burnt with fire outside the camp, and he kept the burnt offering. And Aaron's son presented to him the blood which he sprinkled all around the altar. Then they presented the burnt offerings to him with his pieces and head, and Aaron, the high priest, burned them on the altar. He washed the entrails, the legs, and burnt them with the burnt offering on the altar, Aaron. Then he brought the people's offering to get them right. Took the goat, which was the sin offering from the people, killed it, offered it for sin, like the first one. He brought the burnt offering and offered it according to the prescribed manner. Then he brought the grain offering and took a handful of it and burnt it on the altar, besides the burnt sacrifice of the morning. Aaron also killed the bull and the ram as sacrifices of peace offering, which were for the people. And Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which he sprinkled all around the altar, and the fat from the bull and the rams, the fatty tail which covered the entrails, and the kidneys, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver. And they put the fat on the breasts. Then he burnt the fat on the altar. But the breasts And to write that, Aaron waved, the high priest waved the radar off before Yah, as Moses commanded. Then Aaron lifted his hand toward the people and blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering and the burnt offering and peace offering, three offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of Yah appeared to all the people. Everybody saw it. It wasn't no secret. And fire came out from before Yah and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. Yah appeared by that way before all the people. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces, humbling themselves before the Elohim. It is by detail, people. It's about the monotony of detail. It's about getting it right and getting it right the first time. So it seems the high priest Aaron got it right. And as the end result, a domino effect, the people were blessed and Yah appeared before them. It wasn't no secret. He didn't come to him. He didn't come in your prayer, in your dream and all that. He didn't come from an angel in heaven and said Mary was going to have a baby. He wasn't doing none of that. No. He came in full public sight, full publicity. Cartier likes to say, full transparency. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartier, my brother, you have the mic.
All praises, Yah Sufari. Broke it down to us like he was 4 years old. But it's pretty self-explanatory.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Exactly.
And what we're learning here is this is the first service that Aaron and his sons are doing for the people. Well, first exactly. They have to do it for themselves, and then they have to do it for the people. We exactly. See that Aaron did the same thing that Moses did in waving the breast, mm-hmm. sprinkling the oil. Moses before was doing that to them. Now they're doing it for all the people. And we see that Moses just stepped out the way. He ain't involved in it. It's Aaron and his sons that's involved with it. So it's very important to know that these are codes and regulations that we must follow. Don't exactly. try this at home. You got your bird, you got your room.
Yeah, huh? Contra, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. By the high priest and his sons being trained before they proceed, and I like to often mention electricity. It would be foolhardy for a man to believe he's an electrician that put in no work or study in electricity. He liable to get burned up. So Cartier's right. They put in the work, they studied, and they paid attention to detail, like we all must do. Praise Yah. Thank you, Cartier.
And what happened as a result?
Yah Peter before them.
Ooh-wee. His glory. We don't know what that is. But
yeah.
The people at that time said, and it probably shook them up. Because
exactly.
You see that offering? How did Yah take that offering?
Exactly. Said it consumed it with
he
fire.
He took it by fire.
Right.
Yeah. And when he consumed it with fire, it don't mean it took hours for that joint to burn. No, when he took it with fire, it was instantaneous. Boom. Like Elijah when he brought the fire down from heaven. And it burnt the water, it burnt the altar, it burnt everything around.
Exactly. It was like one of them, now you see it, now you don't. Whoosh. One of them type things.
Like y'all ate it, literally.
Yeah.
Took it.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Imagine seeing that, Nelson. Imagine seeing
that. Yeah, I'd have fell on my face, too. Oh, Lord. Oh, Yah.
You would hope that from that point on, that they would be following the codes, right? You would think that they would follow the codes. Everything Yah said we do, boom, look what happens. But we tend to have short-term memories.
Exactly. I guess we're not serious in our relationship with Yah. You have to be serious. Scott, you mentioned that yesterday, and that song he had studied with us about you have to be serious of mind in order for Yah to hear you. And if you're not serious and dedicated to the Most High and to your brothers and sisters, y'all's not going to hear you. So this approach, you must have a duty-bound approach, a serious approach when approaching the Elohim, and certainly in regards to your brothers and sisters, too, those relationships, serious relationships. And we stop playing around with y'all and they get serious. And that's what you can garner from this, too, Kadriel.
Oh, yeah, Yasu. That song said that Yah hears our prayers, but he's looking at our heart.
Right.
If you carry a wickedness in your heart, your words don't mean nothing to Yah.
Exactly.
So I was thinking about the ministers and preachers that lead our people astray. Everything is Almighty God and God out their mouth, but what's really in their heart?
Them fake leaders.
Yeah.
Just like the song we played, them fake leaders. Praise God.
If the leaders are fake, they tend to make...
It's true. And as you said, you can't get around it. You can't get over it.
The sheep is dealing with the pastors then.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, brother.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Correct.
So, going through this monotonous study, chapter by chapter, book by book, we uncover what the Most High is telling us we should be doing. And it may be tedious and painful and arduous, but it's well worth it. Just like D-75. Trust me, that martial arts class was tedious, repetitive, boring, until you start getting stronger, more flexible, and you have the ability to really defend yourself.
Exactly.
And you started moving up in the ranks.
Exactly.
From white belt all the way up to black belt.
Exactly. I think white belt, yellow belt, brown belt, red belt, then black belt. Is that it, Kasha?
Well, we had three different systems. So we had white belt, yellow belt, purple belt, 3 degrees of brown.
Okay.
And then you had a black.
Okay.
If he was brown third degree, he was one belt away from being black. But
okay.
We had to learn judo, jiu-jitsu, and taekwondo. You have to pass all three of those tests. So it was a different ranking system than most.
Exactly. I was watching a TV show and come to find out the Philippines started judo.
Okay.
Philippines. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
They also got that stick fighting style, the Anis, which
right.
we learned too. Filipino
right.
stick fighting.
Yeah.
And that's deadly, son. Woo-wee. The two sticks. Yeah.
Put a hurting on you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. No question about it.
No question about it.
Don't mess with the Filipinos. I study that, yo.
Mm-hmm.
They'll rip you apart. Limb by limb.
I believe it, brother. I believe it.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Just like, yeah, just like I believe much more seriously in regards to Yah and his word.
And that's the thing, too. The earlier you start, the better you are at it.
Exactly.
You start children young in discipline and martial arts, self-defense. When they're older, they'll definitely be masters.
Exactly.
I started when I was 36, 37.
Right.
And it was painful, but I went through it. At least four straight years.
You did?
It helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's good, brother. That's good. But like I said, and just position it to Yah's word. And Yah's word can help you a whole lot if you go through the monotony, as Cartier said, the arduous redundancy of it. This ain't about another individual per se when you study Yah's word. It's about you per se and reestablishing a permanent and serious relationship with Yah so he can hear your prayers. So you can get the answer.
And,
you can get, right. Go ahead, Kartrell.
Yah's word is more lethal than any judo, jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, Filipino stick style. I don't care. Yah's word supersedes all of that.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So,
my question.
Yeah, and that's why we're trying to help you become masters. And the only way you can become a master some is beginning its fundamentals. You don't just all of a sudden come to say and lead the dojo But that's how some of us seem to think, Kasha, as Hebrew Israelites. We think we the master. We lead the dojo. And we don't know no fundamentals, which by I mean no study, the arduous study and the monotony of it, nor the application of said studies. It's true.
So you learned a lot from King David, right?
Exactly.
Did he tell us what kind of martial arts style he had?
No, he didn't. I don't think he did.
He ain't brag about his sword ability or his bow and arrow ability or shield or spear ability. He always gives credit to the Most High.
Exactly. Because he said
Most High changed my fingers for war and my fingers upon my hands for war and my fingers to fight.
That's what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all he knew was the Most High.
So his ability came by the instructions of the Most High. His physical abilities for his mastery of the arts of war. But he doesn't subscribe or give credit to that. He subscribes and give credit to what credit should be given to, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Praise God.
And it's not like he wasn't training, because he was. He had to protect them sheep from our lions and bears and whatever predator was out there. He was protecting them with his skillful ability to use a slingshot.
Right.
Because he admired King Saul's warriors. And I'm sure when he got into King Saul's army that he had to go through some military training.
Exactly.
He doesn't boast about the training that he got. He always attributes his trials and his success to the Most High.
Right. And obviously, he became quite proficient at those studies as far as the art of war is concerned by way of the Most High. And also, he became quite proficient and at how he got those proficiencies in the art of war was first get the fundamentals right, which was Yah. Which was Yah. Praise Yah, country.
How about this? King David was proficient in the art of dealing with Israelites.
Exactly. Man, he knew how he was. He knew his kind.
It's an art.
He knew his kind, brother.
Oh, yeah. And he always made sure Joab was right there by his side.
Because you know he
don't want to get out of line.
Yeah, because King Dawid had little patience for nonsense. He didn't have time for nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
All right. All right. Cottrell, brother, done. Commentaries, I'm certainly done. And we can proceed in the last segment of study. You ready to go?
Yes, sir. No doubt.
Okay. Well, Cottrell, Psalms chapter 67. Psalms chapter 67. And it reads it. An invocation and doxology. An invocation and doxology. An invocation and doxology. And this was sent to the chief musician. And it was put on string instrument, a song. And it doesn't subscribe to who wrote it.
And what does the word doxology mean?
Hold tight. I'm right on it.
Invocation.
Okay,
we just read about an invocation of the glory of Yahweh.
Okay, let's do the invocation first. Okay, invocation definition. The action of invoking something or someone for assistance or as an authority. The summoning of a deity or the supernatural invocation of the ancient mystical powers.
Ain't that what we just read?
Exactly. So let's
for the glory of Yah when Aaron and his sons carried on. What they did, right?
Exactly. And that's what they did. And doxology, it is a formula of praise to Yah. A formula of praise to Yah. After the singing of the doxology of the congregation, a formula of praise to Yah. And what is the meaning of doxology? An expression of praise to Yah. An expression of praise to Yah. That is the meaning of doxology. An expression of praise. Okay, Katriel, you have the board.
All praises.
All praises.
The last thing we read out of Vayikra, 24 mm-hmm. verses, fire came out from before Yah and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Why? Because they had the invocation of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
And with this invocation, we need to give praise. All
exactly.
praise to the Holy One of Yisrael.
All
look right soon.
Mm-hmm.
All praise. We didn't even know he wrote this song. But it's a song nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Of praise and invocation. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
The Buzz Boys buzzing around.
Mm-hmm.
May Elohim be merciful to us. May Elohim be merciful to us. Bless us and cause his face to shine on us. We need a big dose of that now, don't we, Yamsu?
We certainly
need Yah's mercy. We need Yah's blessing. And we need him to cause his face to shine on us, just like he did Moses. Make
exactly.
our face to shine. That your way may be known on earth. Didn't Moses make it known?
Exactly.
That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right. That's what we're doing. Okay.
Exactly.
To make your way be known on earth, not just to Israel, but to all nations. And
exactly.
Your salvation, I'm going to say it again, and your salvation among the nations. Because Christianity wasn't even a thought at this time. We're talking about this salvation. But the people claims you, Elohim, not your son, not your people, the Messiah, the people praise you. Because we know who the Messiah is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's the Messiah, also.
And I'm on it.
Aaron and his sons, we just read about.
Exactly.
Are we praising them?
No.
No. Let the people praise you.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't praising the Messiah, because we know what the Messiah is. Let all the people praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with equity, with balance, not with corruption, not with bribes, not with partiality. You're not going to judge the nations whether you're good or evil, whether you're good
exactly.
or bad, whether you've done right or wrong. That's
mm-hmm.
equity.
Mm-hmm.
And govern the nations on earth. Yeah, they're trying to get to this one world order, and that one world order is coming, but it's going to be under the order and the governance of the Most High God.
Praise God.
Let the people praise you, Elohim. Let all the people praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. Elohim, even our Elohim, will bless us. Elohim will bless us. We know that. All the ends of the earth shall fear him. And we're waiting for that day. But Yah got his timetable, and it's going to come. Because Yah has spoken it, and you know, once he speaks it, it's going to be done. Because he doesn't say anything that's going to come back void to him. And this song invokes Yah to carry out his plan. Because we're waiting for our blessing. Waiting for the earth to yield its increase. Waiting for all the earth and everything that's in it to fear him and give him his due praises. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael for this song. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praises. Godrell, that
yes,
was
sir.
Short, quick. It was short, quick, and sweet, the studies for the day. But taking that into account, the information is in the detail. No matter how short and sweet it was, it's not a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's something serious. Must not be taken lightly and not for granted, Yah. And certainly, your approach to Yah, your praise of Yah, he judged all nations. He don't need an intermediary, such as Jesus or the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. He don't need an intermediary in order to do his thing. I don't know where they got that from, but they could keep it. And also, the seriousness of the detailed information of our high priest and the priest, his sons, how detailed Yah was, how they didn't take the study that Moses was presented to them lightly and are for granted. Aaron got it right the first time. There was not a do-over because he paid attention. He knew he was duty-bound and morally obligated to take these matters quite seriously. And we need to be just like our high priest, our elders that are close to the Most High, and take studies of life seriously and approach to Yah quite seriously. Nothing to be taken lightly and out for granted. The details, pay attention to detail, people. You'll find out yesterday two individuals didn't pay attention to detail. As it costs their lives, it very well may cost your life. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, you have the mic and any closing remarks.
Again, all praise to the Holy One of Israel for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we can read and understand these things. We see how serious the anointing of the priest was. And for people that run around talking about their anointing, they sanctified, they consecrated, we know for a fact that they didn't read what the anointing process was or is. And the fact that it's not ongoing as of now means we can't do the things that Yah commissioned our people to do through the priesthood. So this is short and sweet. Good things come in small packages, but it's a lot to meditate on because we have, as a people, the ability to invoke the presence of the Most High. But we just have to be right with him. We have to learn to follow his instruction. We have to learn how to be diligent in studying and understanding what the instructions are. And what we're reading here don't sound nothing like the New Testament. Don't even match up with the New Testament. Although the New Testament, they try to squeeze themselves in to the writings of these Old Testament prophets, the prophet Moshe and the prophet King David. But the salvation that they're talking about and the God that they're talking about are totally different from the New Testament. And you have to see the difference. So the only way you're going to see difference is by doing what we're doing, going through it chapter by chapter, line by line, and breaking it all down. So once again, we give thanks to the Most High for the platform, Yom Suf, our brother, and even Sister Aviyah for keeping us on point, and the audience that's out there that listens to us with patience every night. That's why we love y'all, and may the Most High continue to be with you and bless you, and good night.
And just like my brother Cottrell said, shalom and good night. We love y'all.
Now we will have to lead the world.